Hello there, I'm Andy Bell, I'm the UNESCO Biosphere Reserve Coordinator. Salt marshes are really special places. These lush areas bordering the estuary are washed by salty tidal water twice a day. All plants have a set of conditions in which they can grow better than a rival species. The types of plants found here have evolved to cope with salty conditions, long periods of flooding, followed by long spells of drying. They have adapted to quickly remove the salt in various ways, or have fleshy bodies to store the moisture. These rich vegetation areas have been traditionally grazed by cattle and sheep, which improve the marsh for thousands of birds migrating from Scandinavia that spend their winter here. The grazing animals tend to be healthier and have fewer diseases because the salt kills the bacteria. The meat tastes good too. In France, meat from the salt marshes is a real delicacy. The benefits of salt marshes go beyond what is immediately visible. The creeks in the marshes and the small pools provide nursery areas for some of our most important commercial fish, such as sea bass. The marshes are effective at sapping the energy out of the tide and waves, and therefore work as a very cost-effective flood defence, massively more effective than concrete. The marsh has developed since the railway was built in the 1850s, and is now beginning to erode back because of sea level rise. To compensate for this loss, there are projects to recreate new salt marshes so the special ecosystem of the estuary can continue.